Hello, this is Pastor Mike Stallings, producer of the Daily Devotional Podcast. Wanted to let you know that if you hear music in the background during today's devotional, it is not your player. Concord United has been pleased to sponsor music lessons at our church for many years, and that's what's going on today as we record this. So enjoy the daily devotional and maybe enjoy a little music in the background. Also, another announcement. Next week, there will not be a daily podcast. I'm enjoying a little vacation time with my family. The daily podcast will resume on Monday, October the 10th. Thank you for listening and enjoy today's daily devotional. Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our Grow Through the Bible reading plan, which coincides with our September sermon series, Why God? Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Laura Young. The scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. If you haven't already done so, we encourage you to pause the podcast, read the scripture, and come back for the reflection.
God of all comfort. Is it challenging for you to decide what to write in a sympathy card or in a note to someone undergoing other types of overwhelming difficulties? I almost always borrow from this scripture passage in those situations. Writing some reference to the God of all comfort, I might write, "May you know the loving presence of the God of all comfort holding you close throughout this time." The Bible doesn't capitalize it in this way, but what a special title or name for the God we worship and in whom we place our trust. Understandably, when someone has been through a similar difficulty, they can empathize with us in a special way. As the body of Christ, though, the work of the Holy Spirit is able to transcend the limitations our experiences might give us in being able to offer comfort to others. Notice in 2 Corinthians 1:4, God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. As we navigate life in this broken, fallen world, we are all going to need comfort many times. As God comforts us in our particular troubles, we are enabled to comfort others in whatever varied and different ways they may need comfort, in whatever their troubles are. The comfort comes not from the type of the comfort, but from the source of the comfort, who is God. This comfort is from the very being, the very essence of our Creator and the lover of our souls. The Oxford English Dictionary, via Google, tells that the word comfort comes from the Latin for, and originally meant not make comfortable, but strengthen. This comfort from God isn't limited to warm, cozy feelings. Sometimes it may include no such thing. God strengthens us to do the next best thing. Sometimes that may mean keep on keeping on, but sometimes that may mean prioritizing rest or seeking the help of a professional counselor. We often just need divine wisdom to even know what the next best thing might be. I encourage you to reread today's Bible verses, substituting comfort with strength or strengthen. The reference blueletterbible.org tells us that the many times the word comfort appears in these verses, it is based on the Greek root word from which we get paraclete as a name for the Holy Spirit. In John 14:16 and 26, 15:26 and 16:7, this same root word is used as a descriptor for the Holy Spirit. The King James Version, translated when that older meaning of comfort was still in common usage, uses the term comforter to describe the Holy Spirit. More recent translations say counselor, advocate, or helper. In John, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is a comforter who will be with us forever. Jesus even explains that it is for our good that he goes away, so that this comforter will come. The source of this comfort and strength, to which Paul so eloquently testifies in today's scripture, is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Luke 11:13, Jesus says, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Whatever our past or current experiences of the Holy Spirit may be, we can all always continue to ask, seek, knock, and draw near for even more of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the source of the comfort, strength, and wisdom we and our world around us desperately need. Please join me in prayer. Father of compassion and God of all comfort, comfort us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from you. Come, Holy Spirit, be our comforter, our counselor, advocate, and helper. May your presence in our lives make a difference in the lives of those around us. Thank you for Jesus and all his life, death, resurrection, and ascension mean to us. It is in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with Daily Devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Why God? Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.